How are you, John?
Hey, Tony, it's a good morning. Fall sports practices are now underway.
How about that? I tell you what, we're out where I live. They've been working. I've seen them running up hills, and I see them running through the neighborhoods constantly. But this is the official day of practice where coaches can now get involved with their teams.
That's right. Today, football practice may begin across the state without pads. They can't put on the pads and hit until after three full days of no contact drills. So the first time you'll hear the sounds of pads meeting pads will be on Thursday. And all other sports can start their practices on Wednesday of this week.
Now, John, as you know, I coach a lot of youth sports out where I live, and I'm in contact with a football coach out there, Steve Kirsten. And you know, it seems like high school football is has a lot of similarities with what they're doing in college when it comes to the communication with the kids. The coach regularly has captains meetings, and they talk, you know, football. They talk non-football. They get teams together. Big-time football, no matter what class, really is year-round now, isn't it?
Football has gravitated out to what all other sports you know, have become. I'm not always sure that that's a good thing. You know, sometimes one can raise the question, now, when do we let these kids be kids? But the way that things have evolved is that you're absolutely right. You know, there's all kinds of informal workouts that take place during the summer in football specifically. There were 7 days of 7-on-7. Or I should say days where they could coaches could be with their kids, working with them seven at a time. That's given rise to the 7-on-7 passing leagues that we see around the state, and it's becoming 7-on-7 is becoming very popular as a summertime thing across the country. You know, it's become a year-round sport in that regard. And some coaches had always said in football, said, yeah, well, at least we're not like basketball or like that other sport where we're year-round. Well, what they've dreaded is now in their back pocket. You know, a lot of what they do now is year-round, no different than many other sports.
So, John, three practices have to be under the belt before you football teams can get into pads. Now,
3 days of practices.
Can they be under double sessions for those 3 days?
Yeah, there's no restrictions on you know how much practice or how many practices may take place. You know, during these days leading up to the first games, we haven't gone as far at the high school level as far as you know fixing a number of hours that coaches and kids are together like they have at the college level, simply because schools haven't asked for it. But very typical at this time of year is that two-a-day workouts take place.
John, do you ever get complaints from folks when religion is brought into sports, specifically maybe the prayer before and after high school contests?
Well, as far as that goes, you know, we've had instances of student-led prayer at games, and you know there's nothing that prohibits it. So those things have happened. Have even happened at our tournament events when Adrian Lenaway Christian, Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes, played each other in a girls basketball semifinal. You know, after the game, the two teams got out at center court and, you know, prayed for a couple of minutes, and then they went on. We didn't get any complaints. You know, when that happened, I've seen this happen between you know two schools of faith. I've seen it happen with you know faith-based school and a public school. I've seen public school kids do it. You know, these are things that kids voluntarily elect to do, and you know, it's not anything that the membership has asked us to have any involvement in.
John, what is the rate for pay-to-play amongst your members now?
It's all over the map. Jeff Kimmerly had a nice article in the State Journal this morning, and you know, trying to recap what's happening here locally. Okemos, for example, is at $300 per year per kid. That's double what it was when I wrote the last check for my son back in the fall of 2004. Some schools like Rochester dodged the bullet. They were looking at $900 if you were going to be a three-sport athlete, and it was $450. For the first sport, they got that ratcheted back down under 300 for the first sport. And in communities like Stevensville, Lakeshore, and Petoskey, they're talking about fees of $25 to $50. And some schools are still fighting as hard as they can to keep participation fees, out of what they do. So it's kind of all over the place. I think we're going to see an increase in the number of schools using fees this year. We're definitely seeing an increase in the amount of those fees.
John, one of the coolest things I've seen is the state cross-country championships run at MIS, but I think something cooler is going to happen later this fall as we get into the early winter. As you know, I've been fortunate enough to call some state championship football games at the Pontiac Silverdome, but now that you're having your football championships at Ford Field, how cool is that going to be?
Well, this will be our fifth year, believe it or not, or is it six? It's 6 years, because we went to Ford Field, I believe it was, in 2005, and it's a grand experience for all of those kids involved to be able to play in one of the finest facilities in the country and continue to make it possible to have these games played in perfect conditions. Last fall, we signed, I believe, a 2 or 3 year extension of our arrangement with Ford Field, and they did a wonderful job of trying to do cost containment for us, because it's not cheap to turn the lights on or turn anything on in a building like that.
No, when I call that game down there, the biggest commodity was that parking pass.
It's not whether you got a seat, it's whether you got parking, and anytime you're in a big city like that. But they've done a good job as far as, you know, you can say what you want about location, but they've really worked with us down about parking prices.
All right, thanks, John. I got to get to a break. Any high school concerns, folks, go to Michigan High School Athletic Association.com. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Tony.